Do you want to do an opening? Is there anything you want to tell our listeners that they have to prepare for that we're going to talk about tonight?
Sure.
Like a warning to all children in the room?
Okay.
I put you on the spot?
Yeah. No, I'd just like to say, a warning to all humans,
All humans.
not just children.
Yeah.
This movie has graphic depictions of homicidal body parts.
Why are you saying this movie? They're not watching the movie. They're listening to us.
Or sorry, excuse me, this podcast. I'm gonna try and watch my mouth. I don't like these,
What you?
filthy words, but I'm gonna it's
It's already gone too long.
it'll be tame. Anyway, that's it. That's all I can say. Just
Did you say anything?
listener discretion is advised.
There you go.
That's all I got to say.
Now it's garbage.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is my one-eyed monster.
You fucker.
Joe. What's up, Joe?
What is wrong with you?
My four-eyed monster. How about
Yes,
that?
thank you. Four eyes. That's
Four
that makes
eyes.
sense. Yes, four eye monster. How dare you? You married me. Call me
Yeah,
a
I did it
monster.
twice. I love you. Guess what today is?
Talking trash.
Talking trash indeed. This is our show to review, spoil, debate, crap on, and give second chances to the hated, the lowest rated, the much debated, and the often forgotten flicks on the internet, all while asking the question, is this the worst movie ever made? And if not, what is? Because here on the show, we truly believe you can't review a film unless you know what the worst is.
Very good.
And today, it's July, and we are watching a new theme of movies suggested by our friend and listener, Beck, over on Instagram at This Girl Loves Horror, and her movie podcast is called The Girl and the Gay Podcast, and she has chosen killer body parts as a theme. So we can't blame her for today's movie.
Oh, what do you mean? I can blame her.
She just gave us a theme. It was up to us to pick the
No, I
movies.
completely 100% blame your ass for this.
Thank you. Tonight, we are watching a movie with a tagline that states simply, if you see it coming, you already are dead.
Oh, God damn it.
We are talking about 2008's One-Eyed Monster. It has a 4.1 on IMDb from 2,650 reviewers. It was directed and co-written by Adam Fields. He was the composer on Dawson's Creek.
What?
And this was his last project. And I had to look into this because there is another Adam Fields. And under his IMDb, there's like news. Sometimes you go to IMDb and you go to the bottom and there's like news reports that have people's names in them. And so this one brought me down a rabbit hole of another Adams Field who worked on a show, Limitless, who was brought up on all these sexual harassment charges. And I thought it maybe was this guy. And it's not.
So this guy's last.
They have the exact same name.
Oh my God, it's so crazy. But like, this is his last project.
He hasn't worked on anything since.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Maybe he went to porn.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to wait.
For his life to be over? I hate us.
This movie stars Amber Benson. You know her as Tara on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's playing Laura. It also stars James Graham. He was on HBO's The Outsider. He's playing Jonah. And it stars the late Charles Napier. Who you know from every single movie ever. The Blues Brothers, Austin Powers, Silence of the Lambs, Rambo. He's in this film. I cannot believe it. I was trying to find information
Is
of
that the
why he
old
did this.
man?
Yes.
I know I recognize
You don't know
him.
him as Joe is the singer of the band that hates the good old Blues Brothers that took his spot that night.
Oh
And he's like trying to
no.
get him the whole movie.
Oh.
Stein? You're gonna look pretty funny trying to eat corn on a cob with no fucking teeth. Listen,
Let me talk to Bob, the owner. See if we can put your band on contract waivers for tonight. I don't want you to move from this spot. Just let me handle this.
We'll talk to Bob.
But I really love that movie, and I didn't remember he was in that. Like, I didn't put two and two together.
Oh, he's in everything.
I know, I recognized him, though.
Oh, so many movies.
Can I just tell you, I just have to say, I know you're reading off the cast, but can we just, why you started with her, I don't know, but Amber Benson.
She was the first listed on the cast.
I mean, God damn it. Yeah. She has the charisma of an unsalted peanut, okay? She's fucking awful. Why would they put her as...
Is the salt add the charisma?
I mean, yes, the salt is the fucking charisma. So, like, why? Why? She sucked when she was on Buffy. Like, this is what she's resorted to? She still can't act. And she doesn't even have to do any acting. There's my rant. Sorry. Yeah, all right, I mean, carry on.
I think that her style of acting is heroin chic.
Oh my God. She looks like she's... I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean, but
well,
holy
shit.
Late.
It's too late.
She's zombified, man. She's freaking zombified.
She like embodies the 90s. Even in 2008, it still seemed like the 90s. Yeah, and only a couple more things I just wanted to name real fast before we start talking about this thing.
Sorry.
No, I just wanted to say this also stars porn stars Veronica Hart and Ron Jeremy. And that's what I got for you, Joe. That's it. Okay. And I got to say, we're drinking coffee and iced tea here. She's drinking her coffee. I'm drinking iced tea because, oh boy. Oh boy, we watched something tonight. We watched a real
snoozer?
A real stinker. You know, I guess the problem with this movie, the big problem anyways with this movie is that it didn't commit.
No, I feel like it just absolutely, for the content, the subject matter, it should have been funnier. It wasn't funny.
It was funny, but the joke runs out real quick.
It does, but, you know, can we just talk about one thing? Is that the star of this film is not Ron Jeremy or Ron Jeremy's penis. It is quite literally the character of Jonah.
Yeah.
He's the VIP of this.
Yep.
And I feel like
he's still working today. Of all the cast members, he's the most steady working person.
I figured, because he's the one that can act the most. I mean,
he committed to this movie, which is really saying something.
You know what? I really am on his
Charles
team.
Napier did too, though. I'm not going to lie.
Which one's he? I don't know anybody's
name. The old
name.
Man.
Oh, the old man. Okay. I got to tell you, I don't know any single character in this whole entire movie's name except Ron and Jonah. That's
well,
it.
They say Ron Jeremy a shitload.
Well, he's playing
movie.
Himself in this.
Yes.
And so you're saying that the other lady that was, what was her name in the movie? She's
Veronica Hart.
Okay, Veronica Hart. She's playing herself?
Yeah, they're playing themselves.
Oh, okay. So she's actually a porno actor.
Yeah.
As well. Okay. I never heard of her. Not that I watch, you know, copious amounts of 1960s porn.
No.
70s.
This is 80s and 90s porn,
80s
porn. Yeah, because one of my favorite bits is at the end of this movie when Veronica Hart wakes up and she says, you know, she's going to sacrifice herself, right? And she goes, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go out with a bang. And I know. And this is that kind of movie, by the way. And the character goes, why? And she says, I can't, I'm too old to be a porn star and that's all I am. And and he goes, you're only 47.
Wait, no, she said that laugh. She's a senior citizen.
Yeah, I'm a senior citizen. And that doesn't work in porn. Well, and he says, you're only 47.
Well, 47 is like 100, what did you say, 110
in
porn
years.
I thought you were going to kill it.
I'm going to kill it. But I'm checking out too.
What? Why?
Because the world's no place for senior citizens.
You're 47.
Oh, yeah. But in porn star years, it's more like 103.
I will say that the thing about this movie is it made me laugh a bunch, but it is such... If it committed to the bit a little bit better, if it committed and like doubled down, like if they really went for what they were trying to do, this movie might have been something really funny. But
I think so too. They didn't.
They
didn't commit to the whole thing. Like, if you're gonna go, obviously this is a silly spoof. I feel like it's that Jeff Goldblum thing again. Here it is. There will be you know, a one-eyed monster in this movie called One-Eyed Monsters. It's like...
You see
a couple of dildos.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Well, yeah. Okay, so real quick, because, I mean, this isn't much, and there's no movie really to talk about here. We have...
Of course there is.
I don't even know.
Five stars.
This might have been an hour and 10 minutes. I have no idea.
It felt like it was 3 hours. I was like...
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Well, a minute, you know... Minute one, I was like, okay, well, at least we're going to get some boobs or something, you know?
Yeah.
We got a pair.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home over. I was like, what is this? There's no porn in this movie about porn.
So here's the deal, okay?
Not that I was looking for porn.
I think you were, and I think you're a little mad because the character you wanted to get naked didn't get naked.
Oh, what was her name? She's really super cute.
She's like, her career didn't go anywhere.
Oh, that sucks too, because she's the cutest, and she like had the most charisma of all the women in this. And
the actress's name is Jenny Guy, and she's playing Wanda.
Okay,
we should know that because there's a great song written about her.
Oh yeah, there's a great song. I had to insert that here.
This may sound kind of stupid and all, but on the bus over here, I was writing a song for you.
You were?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I know a pretty girl named Wanda. She's someone that I'm awfully fond of.
Well, that's all I got so far.
When we get home, safe and sound, if it's okay with you, I'd like to call you up on the phone and ask you for a proper date.
But, but like, yeah, I liked her. I thought she was fun, and she actually tried to act.
And she's pretty. And we were both like, oh, she's pretty.
Is she a real porn star? No.
No. She didn't do a lot of work,
unfortunately. We only had the two actual
porn stars. I didn't look up to... There's two other actresses in here. One does get naked. And I was thinking, she must be a porn star, but I really didn't look into it enough.
I don't know. She's in it for like a half a second, though. She dies real quick. But I got to tell you something. Okay, well, we're supposed to believe that Ron Jeremy is the star of this movie because the opening credits are introducing Ron Jeremy. And yeah. I'm like, wait, is this his first non-porn movie?
Just a joke because everybody knows who he is.
Yes, but I do believe that this is his first.
No, and in fact, we know for a fact that he was showing up in Trey Parker stuff before this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Orgasmo already had happened.
Yeah. Wait, was that before 2008?
Had to be, because South Park started in the 90s.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Well, I thought this was going to... I got to tell you something, though. I'm kind of happy that he's not in the whole movie. I don't like looking at him. I know. He's not...
There's a reason they call him the Hedgehog, right?
Oh, Christ. His hair all over him. He looks like a Sasquatch.
They even made sure. One of the funnier parts about it is that they do make fun of him. Everybody makes fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Because Ron Jeremy, at one point, is having a sex scene, one of the only actual sex... Can I talk about the plot? I feel like we're way too into it. Okay.
I have a lot to say. I can go an hour and a half on just what I have to say. We don't even need to talk about plot. But just go ahead and do a rundown.
This is an X scenario, where this is a horror movie based around a porno being shot.
In a cabin.
Yeah, a bunch of people are going up to a cabin in the woods, and you have your typical people. You have your porn stars, your makeup artist, your boom mic operator, your camera crew, the producer, the director, whatever he is. And that's it. You got these all people showing up at the cabin in the woods, and there's going to be a giant snowstorm. And while there's a snowstorm, they're going to film a porno in it. Not the smartest idea ever, but it's probably because this guy is being forced to make a fast porno. And so he's getting two old, bigger names, you know, older. I don't know why Veronica Hart's character is going there anyways.
Well, she wasn't initially supposed to be in the movie. She wasn't going to be in the porno.
Yeah, so, like, was she just
there as like a consultant or something?
I have no idea.
Like, how to, like, you know, showing the girls how to, like, spread your legs and, you know, bend over and all that biz. I mean,
maybe, I don't know.
Because she acted like she was there for a purpose, but she wasn't in the actual porno.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they all kind of go there and we start, like, kind of getting each character set up. But, like, you have those moments where every character's like, this is who I am. This is what I do. Yeah. So you have, you know, like I said, you have this boom mic operator. He is also a tech wizard. And so he is creating a special program that can simulate any sexual fantasy that you have with any woman you can think of. And it's a device that's an actual pumping vagina.
Well, it looks like... It looks like a penis.
It looks like a giant hole in the wall.
I mean, it's bonkers.
Yeah, and it can... I don't understand what this thing is doing. It's supposed to be simulating any thought from any hole that you can imagine from any famous person. But you're staring at the wall still. So it doesn't really matter what it feels like.
I mean,
at the end of the day, it's the same feeling.
If you don't have anything to look at, it kind of takes away the whole experience. But, like, why is he doing a simulation like this when you're in the porn industry?
Yeah, I mean,
why do you need
that? He's like, I'm going to change history of porn. I'm going to do this whole thing. I do appreciate that he said that if you want to do, you know, if you want to think of a famous person's ass, I have to go get some brownie batter. And I have to appreciate him. You know, he's going for, you know, every possible situation of it.
Okay, this character, his name is TJ, right? This guy, I can't take it.
Yeah.
He's a boom mic operator moonlighting as... Okay, wait, no, excuse me. He's like a NASA engineer moonlighting as a boom mic operator for a porno.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? He's next level dorky. He's next level, like, you know, techie. He just doesn't fit into this movie.
Naturally,
at all.
He brought everything with him. Even his giant box computer screen, the entire computer, you know, system. I don't know how. I don't know what he's hooking it up to. And as this movie tells us, there is no cell service, so I have no idea what they're running this thing on.
Right. I mean,
if this is attaching to AOL in the middle of this cabin, I have no idea. Like, what's happening in 2008? I was trying to think of that the whole movie. I was like, what's happening? How does this program work?
No.
It can't be. He would have to have like three towers going on for this system to work.
And they show us that there's one like defunct kind of tower out there in the middle of nowhere in the woods.
I'm an actual, you know, computer towers on the sides of the.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
You would have to have a lot of processing power. But yeah, you're talking about the tower that's out there for someone to call for help in the middle of the wilderness.
Yeah. So
there's one up there. They show us in a terrible CGI.
It is
pasted over the hill on the screen. The bus driver tells them all, hey, that's the only situation. If it comes down to it, you can call for help from out there.
But they have to climb up a mountain in the freezing temperature.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're just going to die.
So yeah, we kind of get everybody. Jonah, this character, he is the camera guy, the lighting guy.
Okay. Well, if Gary's listening to this right now, picture Miguel Nunez, like that kind of character.
What are we, like, we set up for only one listener?
No, I'm just saying, because Miguel Nunez,
we are set up for
everybody who knows me knows that I love Miguel Nunez, and he's in the Return of the Living Dead, and he's like, you know, he's the one that kind of takes charge and then also goes crazy and help me bar the door, stupid fuckers. He's kind of like this character. He kind of like reminded me of him a little bit.
I think this guy's more of a badass.
This guy, I mean, he's a little bit tougher, yeah. But he kind of has that vibe, that Miguel Nunez vibe.
Okay.
So that's why I liked him.
I think when I think of that character, I think of all of his bits as being the guy who's scared and he's comic relief. This guy is like, no, I'm in charge.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even come off as scared. He's kind of like...
This guy... I haven't seen in horror movies, I haven't seen a character this badass. Like he doesn't deserve to, like, I don't know why he's even a part of this, like why he's working on a porno. At multiple points in this movie, he grabs a guy by the throat and says, just instantly, says, you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. And he does not play.
Doesn't play around at all. You know that instantly, like, this is our main character. And if he dies, we'll be shocked. And it's like, no way.
No way. He's got to be our main guy. He's going to go to the end.
Yeah.
But there's another character who actually is, they make a point to say he's 19 years old and this is his first porno. His name in the movie is Lance. He is literally the worst. I don't know who's worse, Amber Benson or this actor. I think he's god awful. He comes off as like jokey and clowny.
But I think he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing.
I mean, next level, you know, just dork, like straight up. Just, I mean, I'm having a hard time picturing that this guy is like a stud.
He's supposed to be a mimbo, and this is his first porno, and I think that's funny. I think it works. Like, I feel like he's supposed to be silly and ridiculous.
Why? No one else is.
The girl that he likes also is the one we were talking about before, Wanda. They're both kind of like ditzy.
Hmm. I mean, she kind of is, but she's cute about it. But he's supposed to be like the stud, you know?
No, I think the other guy's the stud.
What other guy?
Exactly. There is another
no,
guy.
No. When I say stud, I mean, you know, the you know.
Yeah, but there's another guy. There is another porno guy.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's another guy who's also always working out.
Oh, that guy? Yeah. Whatever happened to him? I don't even remember.
We'll get to that. Yeah, because I do remember that. One of the funnier moments. So these characters are all coming together, and you kind of get this idea. There is literally a tender moment. We also find out that the makeup woman, which is played by Amber Benson, she's like got a crush on Ron Jeremy, that she looks up to him.
Oh my god.
And I guess level. That's her plot in this movie. Well, Ron Jeremy and Veronica Hart have a big heart to heart, and she wants to be in the porno because she was like, I don't think I'm dead yet. I think I still can do this. So she goes and, you know, like seduces the director producer guy by using her muscles.
Okay. Kegel exercises.
Yeah.
Women do Kegel exercises, yes, to keep their. Anyway, okay.
That's her special trick.
We don't need to go into the science of all
of it. Well, she holds him there. She won't let him go until he says you could be in the movie, which works out. She's in the movie. So,
well, she had to strengthen her pelvic floor.
And I guess the one last thing to point out here in this setup is that there are multiple news reports going on about how there is something flying over the Earth and no one knows what it is. And they're monitoring the situation. So in the middle of the night, like, I guess they start filming one of the porno scenes. It happens to be Ron Jeremy and Veronica Hart. Now, I wonder who Veronica Hart was supposed to be originally, because she just got this gig in seconds before.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on here, but he's like, I don't know why, but Ron Jeremy just isn't ready to do it. So he's like, I have to get some fresh air. So he goes outside and gets some fresh air. And that's when something flies over the head and it zaps him.
Gets zapped and he falls over, and 2 seconds later he's like, I'm okay.
I'm okay. And let's like, go what? Do the scene. So when,
like, if you blink it, you'll miss it. Yeah, if you blink.
Exactly. And so they do the first scene and it's uncomfortable as hell. My favorite part about this is, hey Ron, take off your sweater. I'm not wearing anything. And I was like, okay, good. I love that they keep making fun of it.
I mean, he has bigger breasts than me. I can't take it. He's just so off-putting and awful-looking. I can't do it. I'm sorry. It was making me cringe.
Almost every bit of this is a cringe dialogue moment or a cringe. I hate using that word, but I mean, it is.
Okay,
it
what's the alternative to cringe?
I know. I'm just saying it is an awkward, oh my God, should I laugh? Or
no.
It's forcing like every porno joke you can imagine. Well, so they are doing it doggy style, and that is when something happens to Ron Jeremy during the situation, and he starts twitching and falls over. She starts like saying, you know, it's something's happening to her too, and it's like killing her, and they both fall over. And so now the rest of the crew, the crew, because half of the characters are in another cabin, so they're not witnessing this.
It's not their turn.
It's only the film crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they trying to save that girl, the Veronica Hart's life, by using a shitload of tampons.
Oh my God. This scene is so awful.
To stop the hemorrhaging, apparently.
Here we go. So she's bleeding profusely. Jonah, of course, the badass in the movie, takes a tampon and several to stop the bleeding. And he tapes them together and stops the bleeding. Oh my God. This the whole thing just makes me.
It's crazy. Okay, sorry.
The new thing is going to be recoil in terror. Since you don't like cringe.
Okay? Oh, I'm just saying, like, so, it's overused these days. And
all right, I am recoiling in terror at the scene. Anyway.
Recoiling in terror was a replacement for cringe.
I don't know. It makes me sound smarter.
All right, then.
No, this movie has made me much more, like...
dumb?
I mean, I don't want to say dumb, okay? But I'm not right
now. I'm recoiling in horror right now from everything we're saying.
It's not
seriously though, but when they turn to find Ron Jeremy, which by the way, they go, where's Ron? I mean, there's a naked man right there on the floor. They turn around. He goes, one of the guys says, his penis is missing. It's just gone.
It's gone.
And okay.
So he has final sentence that Ron Jeremy says.
Oh my
the
God.
Final sentence before
Ron
he
Jeremy's
dies.
Death line is one of my favorite things I've seen in a movie in a long time.
Hey,
he says,
remember
hey,
the
Jonah,
time I was banging that chick?
Yeah, hey Jonah, remember that time I was having sex with that chick? And he just dies.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's missing his dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't see his dick. What the fuck did you just say?
Ron, can you hear me?
It's cold.
Get a blanket.
There you go. Hang in there.
Hey, Jonah, remember when I fucked that girl that time?
And nobody is like, no one's like freaking out or screaming that his penis is no longer attached to his body. It is missing.
Yeah, I love that. Lines of dialogue are amazing. Like, it couldn't have just got up and walked away.
But the best part is that nobody decided that they were going to check Veronica because she was just having sex with him.
Yeah.
So it could be still in there.
Well, no, because they actually were still filming and the guy goes over to his camera, rewinds it and sees... that the dick just got up and left. And not just the dick, dick and balls, the whole thing.
Oh,
the one-eyed monster of this movie.
I was like, okay.
Or as they tell us numerous times, it says 9.5 inches.
Is it though?
Apparently.
9.5. He makes a comment in this movie that he was once able to give himself a blowjob. That's next level.
Yeah, he says he can no longer do it. He can only lick the tip.
Well, that's because his belly's so damn big, and that's gross. I don't know. Anyway, I can't.
I can't believe we're like talking about this.
He looks like a hairy sack of potatoes.
He does.
It's awful, awful, awful. And I'm sure he's like the nicest person.
He looks
right?
like something you clear out of your drain in your shower.
He probably was like pretty respectful of everyone in this movie.
He's
he
so
does.
Funny
he
in this.
He looks like a hairball that you he pull
does.
Out of the shower.
He just looks. I don't even know. Let's not go on about it anymore.
I can
Let's
see
move
him
on.
Like banging someone from behind, eating a slice of pizza or a meatball
could
sub.
Absolutely see
like
that happening.
Like holding a meatball sub.
Just having like a plate of spaghetti on the girl's back.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. And I have never seen one of his movies. I cannot look at
I
him.
I haven't either.
He's dreadful.
I can't do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I mean...
It doesn't seem appealing at all.
No. How does that turn on anyone?
Like, I don't even know why someone would want to watch
it. He looks like a Yeti.
Explain it to me. Please, somebody explain it to me.
I mean, I understand. Having a big penis is one thing.
It's not enough.
But you're not appealing. You're not appealing looking, you know? Like,
yeah, I guess not.
All right, anyways. So anyway, he gets zapped by the UFO and all that happens.
Now his penis has run off to the other cabin and we find out multiple things that are happening here. There's one girl who is trying to remember her script. So she's doing the entire script. She can't remember the exact words that she's supposed to orgasm and say, which is really funny. And then...
Don't say them.
No, I'm not going to say them. She stands up and, I don't know, a big wad of something drips on her shoulder.
You can just use your imagination.
Yeah. And she looks up, and when she looks up in shock, it jumps right in her mouth. Now, my favorite is that the next room over, the girl, the other woman, Wanda, she's in the next room, and she's like, oh my God, I'm trying to concentrate. And all you hear is someone gagging.
Angel, I'm trying to do my homework. Could you please rehearse somewhere else?
And it is hilarious to listen to this gag scene.
I'm not going to lie.
In the background.
I needed to see this. I needed to see it.
That's the problem. You don't see anything. It should... there are moments where you do see...
You see a couple of dildos here and there.
It's funny, and you do see it, but it's just not enough. They could have done so many jokes with this. They referenced it doing things that they obviously couldn't do.
Yeah. I mean, they were literally filming in, like, two rooms. You know, they probably had some money to do some kind of special effect.
I guess.
Mean, you could do not some really. Kind of... I mean, they had this stupid machine that was like, you know, simulating Paris Hilton's vagina.
Yeah, that's who they said, by the way. But now, they come in the room and they find this dead girl, it has burst through the back of her head. And by the way, the actress has to lay on the bed naked with her mouth wide and a bloody hole in the back of her head that they show the thing through.
See, I feel like they could have done something to show us. Like, I like the gore. Like, even if it's comedic gore, yeah. I'm here for it. And I'm sorry, they could have shot her from the side with, like, a huge dildo in her mouth or something just to simulate that was happening to her.
Yeah, because I guess when the girl went in the room before, I think the girl went in the room and she saw that it was in her mouth, but they didn't show us it happening. We just saw through her shock, and then she got the other friends, and they came in, they found her dead. So she saw it, and she said it was a penis in her mouth.
And the guys are like, well, that's common.
Yeah.
She's a porno actress.
And she's like, it wasn't attached to anybody.
That actually made me laugh.
Oh, there's a lot
but
of
like,
that.
There's a couple of like funny lines, but like overall, I didn't laugh as much as I should have been laughing for a movie of this situation.
No, and like I said, you know, the joke wears thin very quickly.
It does, and like you know, one by one, like you really don't have any likable characters here. You have maybe one, which is Jonah. I like him, and I like the blonde girl. Wanda, I think her name is.
Yeah.
But otherwise, everyone else is just like, you know?
Yeah. They all kind of, they run to the other cabin to go tell the crew who know, and they're trying to deal with Ron Jeremy by putting his corpse out in the snow.
Oh my God.
So Jonah brings the corpse outside and buries it in the snow so they can, because they can't call for help because the phones don't work. They have no phones and the service on their cell phones doesn't work. So they're like, let's keep the body in the ice. So they put it in the ice, and at the same time, the other place is coming to run over. But the one guy who's the other porno star, he just says, screw this, and he gets in the producer or director, his Porsche or whatever the hell it is. And he gets in the car, and he tries to drive off, but the tires aren't, they're skidding out on the ice. So he grabs to put the car into a different drive so he can get out of the ice. But he's not holding the stick of the car. He's holding Ron Jeremy's dick.
Yeah. It was, yet again, just a dildo. But
funny,
the
though.
Best part of this whole scene, and now I remember this very well, is the fact that they are all looking out the door at him trying to drive away and leave them for dead. And he's getting banged by the freaking penis
into the car horn. So
it's like honking every time he gets penetrated, and I am not going to use the word penetrated again here.
What an awkward movie to talk about.
Oh my God.
But my favorite is they show the penis crawl through the tailpipe. Oh. And so the one character of the guy who made the device says, I just saw a penis crawl through a tailpipe today. Anything's possible.
Yeah, but you know what I thought was going to happen here? Because Ron Jeremy's corpse was, like, laying outside. I thought that the penis was going to reattach itself to Ron Jeremy, and that he would wake up and then be, like, a zombie and, like, try to kill them. You know, that would have made for a better movie, I think. Like, if he, like, came back into the film.
Yeah, but if you had to watch Ron Jeremy more, you would have been upset.
If he puts a shirt on, I'm all right. But I don't need to look at his Sasquatch you know, potato body. But I would say that if that happened and it reattached itself to his body and he became like a zombie and he wasn't doing the killing, but the penis was.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
You know, I have to point this out because this is one of those moments in the movie where you are questioning at the end. So I'll bring it up now. When the people ran over to the other place to tell them what the one girl's dead and it's Ron Jeremy's penis, and then they're all talking and the other guy gets killed in the car, Amber Benson stayed in the room because the penis came in there. And she says, Ron? So she recognizes his penis.
Well, she has a crush on him, so yeah. She's probably seen like every single one of his, you know, movies or whatever.
Well, it crawls at her, and we hear her orgasming.
Yeah.
So, going forward in the movie, she doesn't get killed. So we see that she is a part of the movie more, but she's acting extremely strange in every sequence. She's just sitting there. It's just strange.
It violated her.
Yeah. Well, no, she liked it. So she's on board. She actually keeps telling everybody, stop calling it a thing because it's Ron.
It's Ron.
Yeah. And
do you think this actress, when she was pitched this movie,
I can't believe it.
Do you think she was like, oh, I love Ron Jeremy. Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Or
so weird.
Even worse, do you think she had to audition for this movie?
I was wondering about this stuff too.
Because,
like, can you imagine this?
They're probably like, who can we afford that maybe has one minute iota of like an acting ability, but not much?
Yeah.
And it's her? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, there are
a gazillion other actresses that have more acting ability than her. I would think she had to audition. I think so.
I doubt it. I think that she knew somebody and they were like, hey, want to do this? And she's like, yeah, what the hell? And they were like, you know, she's perfect because she looks like she's possessed. I mean, that's how I looked at it. I was like, she looks hung up on, like strung out.
She does. But she always looked like that, though. Oh, God, I hated her so much in Buffy. Oh, I hated her in Willow and like just their silliness.
I didn't want you going on a rant about this. I knew this was coming.
Once she entered Buffy, I was like, I hate this girl. I want out. I'm out.
Yeah, it was one of the weird things.
I just didn't like her. She just couldn't deliver a line. She was just terrible.
Yeah.
But,
So, okay. Charles Napier, shows up.
Jack Napier.
I knew I was going to do it.
You're always doing Batman shit.
I can't
shit.
Help it. That's who I am, Joe. That's
Get
who I am.
Get out of your goddamn little hole that you're in. Your bat cave.
What do they get a load of me, Joe? So Charles Napier shows up, and I guess he lives up on the hill, and he's the old man that knows exactly what's going on, and he's had prior experiences with dicks before.
Yeah, apparently this has happened to him before when he was in the army.
Charles Napier is unbelievable in this movie. He delivers he's supposed to be the quint of the bunch. He shows up to tell everybody what's going on, and then he has a speech in this movie where he goes on a whole thing about how his unit in the army fought a dick before and it slaughtered his unit, and he had to take out the dick by getting two Vietnamese prostitutes, and the dick could smell lunch. I lost it laughing during this entire thing.
First of all, that's freaking wretched.
It's
okay.
Amazing.
And secondly, like, okay, this happened to you before. How are you not completely in like some kind of institution? Like, this happened to one of his like comrades or whatever got possessed by like some kind of alien entity. And did he ever say like how he got away? How did he get away? Did he kill the
when
penis?
When he threw the hookers in there, or the women of the night, the penis went after them, and he threw a grenade in there, and he goes, it was raining.
Oh my God. Okay,
it
that's
was raining
right.
Dicks grenade, all over the place.
The grenade. He threw a grenade. I can't. Oh,
the sole survivor of the dick attack.
Can you imagine, as an actor, you're asked to deliver a speech like that?
I had to find out why he did this movie, and I cannot believe that. Because this entire speech is downright hilarious, and it goes on for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 5-minute dick fighting speech.
One night, me and the CO were pulling guard duty. All of a sudden, we see this streak of light.
You
and it looked like it lands maybe about 2 clicks northeast of camp. So the CO says, I'm going to check it out. And I go ahead, Cap, man, more doobie for me, you know. So off he goes. And it could have been 10 minutes or 2 hours. I don't know. I was stoned. But he comes back, and I notice he's acting weird. But I think, oh, no, no problem. It's just a tie stick kicking in. Well, man, pretty soon he starts jumping around like his pants are on fire. I'm not shitting you, you know. And he off comes his pants, rips them off. He rips his skivvies off. Now I got my CO standing there in front of me, buck naked, from the waist down. And then something happened, man, that boot camp did not prepare me for. This guy's pecker, his dick, ripped itself off his body and headed for the tent. So the CO's screaming like hell. Pretty soon I can't hear him because the screams are now coming from the tent. Well, know what hell sounds like? I think it sounds like 30 men getting massacred by a dick. So I went over here behind a rock for about an hour and had to listen to my whole platoon being murdered. I heard one guy get a shot off, but then I heard him getting killed. So after it stopped, I very cautiously, believe me, crept into the tent to get a radio to get some air support, and I see the dick lying there on a sleeping bag, and it looks like it's looking back at me, but it looked, you know, fucking weak, man. And it was like in this, you know, shriveled. What kind of period is that you call it?
A refractory period.
Yeah, yeah. And I you know, I could have killed it right then, but I was so stoned, I was afraid I'd miss. And on the other hand, I knew it was just a matter of time before it would be, you know, back in action again. So without taking my eyes off of it, I get a radio and I have them chopper in 2 Saigon whores. So for the next half hour, I'm holding my weapon on this dick. Now I figured it won't know I'm stoned, so he won't jump me, you know. So chopper arrived just in time, thank God, because now the dick was getting big and hard. So I tell the 2 whores, look, hey, I'll do anything, man. I'll take you to the States, anything, if you just lie down there and spread your legs for me. Well, I guess States was the magic word, because you never saw 2 whores take their panties off so quick in your life. Now, the dick must have smelled dinner, because it makes a beeline for the horse. So I watch, and I wait, and I watch. Finally, man, it blew its load. I grabbed it, I went outside, and I threw it in the bunker. God, Jesus Christ, man. About 10 seconds later, out runs about 15 gooks, and I could have nailed every one of them. But no, I made a priority decision. Threw in a grenade. Fire in a hole! Boom! Well, guess what? Now it's raining dick. Yeah, raining dick.
I mean, hey, let me tell you. If they asked me to do this movie and I was to give that speech, I'd be like, you know what? I'll do this shit for free. Just pay me a burrito.
Yeah, I'm with you. By the way, if anybody's keeping count, we've said dick at least 55 times.
I have not said that word. I have said penis. I'm a lady.
They use the word dick in this movie. I'm just quoting them.
I mean, they do. Yeah.
It's all about that.
There's a lot of dialogue in this. It's just questionable and filthy, but.
So, okay. By the way.
He's supposed to be an expert anyways. He's supposed to know how to kill it. He doesn't really do much.
No, not at all. He has nothing to do otherwise than do the speech. The 2 ditzy characters, they go into a bathroom because a girl's crying. And the one guy wants to take care of her, so he runs after her in the bathroom. They have a nice moment, and they start Ace Ventura making out.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't understand what was happening in the scene. So this is the character I can't stand.
He likes her a lot. He wanted to ask her out. He told someone else, you think she'll go out with me?
He's a doofus. Yeah. And this is his first porno movie. He likes Wanda. And so he literally starts licking her whole face.
She licks it back.
And I'm just
it's
like,
it's a mutual licking.
It's cohesive licking.
Yes.
I don't find this funny or sexy or at all entertaining. I'm actually repulsed by it.
It made me laugh, but the power goes out, and we hear him say, well, I got the flashlight in my hand, because she says, I want to see you. And he says, I have the flashlight, but I can't turn it on. And she says, why can't you turn it on? He goes, this is the kind of light that I have to jerk off. And so we hear a whole bunch of slashing and them getting murdered. So he had grabbed the penis.
Yeah.
And later on when we find out, because no one talks about these two characters again for very, no one talks about them. They just, Amber Benson runs in here to throw up, which I knew was going to lead into what the ending is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes in here to throw up and she finds them nut to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a cocoon against the wall.
In a cocoon of something. Yeah. We're not going to say that word. But it's
I already did.
Yeah, you've been freaking filth mouth over there.
I don't care. You gave the warning.
You're going to put some soap in that mouth.
Yeah, man.
But so anyway. So
Yeah.
Pretty much half the cast is now incapacitated or completely dead at this point.
Yeah, I mean, even Veronica Hart's still on the couch.
She's out.
Yeah.
Like, she's out for the whole movie.
And the power went out. So they have a plan, you know? They have a whole plan where they are going to go... Charles Napier and this guy who's the scientist, they are going to trap Hope that the penis comes in the kitchen where they are, to make it go into the simulator thing that he's built.
Yeah, how are they going to trap it, though? What were they going to do?
Well, I love this part, because he said, Charles Napier goes, it's a trap, isn't it? And he goes, well, it's actually a vagina. And he goes, they're all traps.
No, but they use Amber Benson's panties to lure it in.
Yeah, and through the window.
Just next level.
So, Jonah's on the other side of the kitchen door, and he's purpose is to protect the other survivors. And I guess we should point out that the director or producer at this point has run off taking gasoline and filling a snow plow
or something.
It's like a jet ski type thing. What is that for snow, though?
Well, yeah. I can't even think of it.
I can't either.
I'm just thinking
snow
of...
Snow ski.
It's like a jet ski for snow. Snowmobile.
There it is.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You know why? Because I'm thinking about how not to say words.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
trying to think of alternate ways to say
Welcome
words.
Welcome to my world, okay?
Oh my god.
Overthinking names.
I get it.
He goes through the snow, he crashes onto against a tree, and he is being chased by the dick. And I gotta say, I'm a little confused by how it left. It made me think there were multiple now.
Well, who else is missing one of theirs?
I didn't understand what was happening in the sequence, but it's under the snow like a graboid from Tremors, and it's chasing them. It's chasing him. But when he's laying in the snow, it goes right where, he's got his legs spread, and it looks like it's going to go right in him. But then we see that it went through the snow past him, but then he laughs and goes, oh, good, I'm alive. Then he splits in half.
See, here's the thing.
I was like, wait a minute.
He splits in half. So the penis has gone through him and split him in two. Now, this effect was done, okay? Now, you're telling me that you couldn't do any penis kills, effectively?
Yeah.
Like, you could do this effect. You can do the effect of the penis going under the ground. Those are effects. You're telling me you couldn't do any gore effects with this penis? Like, the only thing we saw throughout this whole movie is the penis wraps itself around someone's neck and they're fighting. It's like that scene in, freaking Ed Wood when they're making Bride of the Monster and Ed says to Bella, shake his legs around, look like he's killing you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. They were acting with a dildo, it was killing them.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the special effects you're giving us? Come on. Like, if you're not going to give us real life, some boobs or sex scenes or anything in this movie with porno actors, give us the gore.
Yeah. I think what shocks me about this movie is, and I think that's, we're doing these movies in order of when they were released. So we started off in the 80s or whatever. And then we watched The Killer Tongue. And now I got to say that a movie that came out in the 90s, it had a tongue creature that was a full puppet.
Mm-hmm.
That it's kind of impressive.
Yeah, they didn't have any budget either.
And then when you see movies like this, you're like, wow, when did we get... that's why I always shit. Like, I hate a lot of the 90s stuff. But when I see, like, the Killer Tongue, I go, oh, my God, at least they tried.
They tried.
They tried to do a lot of, like, practical weird effects. And in this movie...
there's none.
Something about the cheap 2000s when everybody was like, yeah, we got digital effects for this.
Oh, come on. You know, like, so honestly... lazy. We know, like... at least 10 creative people that have individual skill set that can make creatures for a freaking, like, you know, from the dollar store, okay? Like, at a dollar store, shit. They didn't even try here. Like, yeah. There are ways to do this, make a killer penis and, like, make it, like, you know, actually show it with the gore. There's ways to do that.
Yeah, I wanted to see the penis talking.
I mean, they probably spent at least $60, $70 on each dildo. I mean, yeah. And I wanted to see its little tiny
lips
moving. Like, hey, man, I'm coming to get you.
Or if it bounced off his balls or something.
Something.
Yeah. They say at one point it's crawling like an inchworm. And then he goes, a 9-inch inchworm. A 9-inch worm.
A 9-inch worm. Well, how many times do I have to hammer it in that Ron Jeremy's penis is 9 inches? First of all, that's just... ugh.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a thing if
well, guess what?
Okay.
It comes in the window. It goes for the thing. It goes and has sex with the simulation, but it's not enough. And they have to free it because it's not working. Their idea is to get it off. They want to get it off. So if they think it...
so it becomes
It's in trying to impregnate a woman is what they think. So they're like, we have to stop it from impregnating a woman so we can kill it. I don't really understand this at all, but they have to free it from the device. When they do, it wraps around Charles Napier's throat. And now I say wrap around, it's only the balls on one side and the tip on the other side, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just holding just a rubber thing there. It's
like when Naked Gun, when they throw the towel in his face and he can't get it off and he's like choking.
Yeah, like they just didn't even try. I mean, the actors are doing all the work. It's like, come on, man, you don't have anybody. You have all these friends and you don't have anybody that could do a special effect for you. Come on, we could throw this shit together in 5 minutes with our group. You know, we know a lot of like creative people. Like, so it's ridiculous. I was really pissed off because I was like, you know, I'm hoping we didn't have to see the member, the actual thing on his body, like attached to him.
Yeah.
But I did want to see the penis actually killing people.
Yeah.
I want to see that because I knew it was going to look like a dildo, you know? But I didn't get that. I was pissed off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've mentioned it already.
I was pissed off.
You're pissed off. I was pissed off. It kills Charles Napier, and then it goes and kills the computer guy. But it also takes over his body.
Yeah, which is the first time.
And I love that Jonah looks out the window and sees that, because the guy's trying to talk to them, like, let me in the room. And he goes, oh, it's in his ass. It's puppeting him from his ass.
Yeah. It was like that scene in Independence Day where Brent Spiner is like getting taken over by the alien's like tentacle around his neck and it's talking through him.
Yeah.
It was like that, except he had a dildo up his ass.
Yes.
That was a different situation.
It must be animating him or something.
Come on, guys, open the door.
It's in his ass. It's running him from his ass.
But yeah, so then, you know, he's dead.
He's dead, and it comes after them. They find there's a trap door, and they can take an entire, like, secret path up to the tower and to call for help. But when they get there, they also carry Veronica Hart. When they get up there to
the tower.
Who's
still out, by the way.
Yeah. When they get up to the tower, Amber Benson just guts it with all the wires, and nobody really says, the guy says, you idiot, why'd you do that? Now we're doomed. But exactly at that moment, Veronica Hart wakes up and she finds out what's been happening. And then she's saying that I'll take one for the team, basically. And they're like, well, where is it? Now, Amber Benson turns around and there's an entire dildo coming out of her chest. And I love this. The actor playing Jonah goes, oh my God.
Sweet mother of God.
It's just incredible.
The line delivery was really good there. Like, it really made me laugh.
Yeah, he gives it his all.
He really does. He's the one that's bringing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best one in this whole movie.
Well, Veronica Hart takes one for the team and has sex with it, and they jump out the door.
Right before he explodes and explode.
The balls actually keep growing, and it blows up. And it blows up the whole tower.
Taking Veronica Hart with it.
And I guess the last line here is that they wake up and they're in this room, and Amber Benson's like, where are we? Oh, we're in a shed. And I was able to get down the hill easier because it, and she goes, oh, because of the rain? And he says, that's not rain. That's Ron.
It's freaking gross.
Gross. And then that's it. It cuts to black. But then we see extra footage that Amber Benson is pregnant.
Yep.
So, which I kind of knew when she was throwing up and when, you know, the way she was defending it.
So are we to believe that when she was alone in the room,
she had sex with her penis.
She had sex with the penis, and she automatically got pregnant immediately to the fact where she looked 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, she's like an alien penis. I mean, it's an alien at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Finn.
Yeah, that's it. It's so baffling. Like,
level stupid.
It is. It's a premise that should be extremely funny.
You know, it should have been funnier than it was, because I mean, even if we got the comical, like I said, the comical gore, or like, you know, the penis actually like maybe slapping someone in the face or doing something other than just choking them, I would be more entertained. I mean, we only had like one character, maybe two, and that's stretching it, that were any good at all. You know, the other characters I didn't give a crap about. In fact, I couldn't stand that Lance guy. He was terrible. He's a terrible actor. He was goofy. He didn't fit in at all. And then Veronica Hart was literally knocked out through the whole entire movie. She just laid on the couch and was knocked out, so she wasn't even in the film. And the director of the film, the director of the porno in the film, he had the worst personality of all time. So, like, we were literally only rooting for Jonah and maybe Wanda. But we know what happened to Wanda. She's donezo.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, rooting for Jonah the whole time because he was the only character that was literally trying in this. So,
yeah.
I just wanted to laugh a little more, you know, like in a movie with this subject matter, like it should have been funnier. It just should have.
I mean, that's the thing. I did laugh a bunch, but there's so much dull here, and nothing happens, and they don't utilize special effects. They don't utilize the plot. They could, and I guess I should point this out too, by the way, they're even kind of copying the Thing music a little bit, and they're seeming to want to make a joke about, you know, they're out in the middle of the snow and this thing is coming to get them. And I'm like, you see that they want to go for a little bit of a spoof as well, but they never do anything with it. They could have done so many funny things with the penis killing people.
Yeah, it was a funny concept. I mean, it was stupid, but
and
funny.
That premise, you know, like someone, you know, if they did quotes from The Thing or any other kind of movie, or, you know, just kind of try to do something else with it, I think we probably would have been talking about this more. I think that people probably would talk about it more. But unfortunately, what we really have here is just one big perverted punchline. And it's like, you'll get over it really quick. This probably could have been a funnier short than it is a movie.
Yeah, it definitely didn't have enough in it to be a movie. It didn't. There's a lot of scenes that were unnecessary and dragged out and stupid. Like, there was just, they really should have thought this through with the gore a little bit. You know, if, like, you could skim back on something.
Yeah.
And hire, like, a gore specialist or something.
Yeah, I can imagine this is probably one of those scenarios that the director was, like, talking with his friends. By the way, they're all, the crew are like his family. They all have his last name. And I can see them all like talking and bullcrapping. And it's like, you know, it'd be really funny. What if it was a movie about Ron Jeremy's penis killing people? And then they were like, oh my God, that's great. Let's do it. And let's just get a bunch of friends together and go out to a cabin and then just film over two nights.
Yeah.
And I think that's what exactly what they did.
I mean, the whole thing sounds like a fun time. You know, if you're all just hanging out with your friends and making a movie, I get it. But like this movie, the funny thing is like, it wasn't shot poorly. It looked good.
Well, yeah, except for there's the choice of shaky cam. At one point, it's so intense.
Yeah.
That we were like, oh my God, what is going on with the shaky cam here?
Yeah, it got a little bit nauseating after a bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how would you... This isn't the worst movie we've ever seen.
Yeah, is this the worst movie ever made? No.
No.
It's not the worst movie ever made.
I mean, it sounds
did make
stupid.
Me laugh a bunch. Like, yeah. Here and there, the premise does lend to some of the funniest, crazy dialogue that actors had to ever have said.
It's not from this godforsaken planet.
You said you know how to kill it. Hell.
Whatever it was, whatever it's gonna be. Right now, it's a dick.
Brilliant.
And therefore, subject to the physiology of one.
Right, boy.
Of course. It seems to kill during an act of penetration, meaning it's erect. But what about after that? If it's a dick, it needs a refractory period, right?
So what?
So that's when it's spent. That's when it's vulnerable.
I just call it a rest period.
So we just need to get it to blow its load. But then what?
Circumcise it to oblivion.
And so I have to give him credit for that. But is it a recommendation? Is it so bad it's good?
No.
I would say it's a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 because it wasn't filmed poorly. I mean, yeah, the acting was a little questionable. Jonah did great. Wanda did okay. But I mean, otherwise.
Wanda's like not even in it.
Well, when
I think
she
we
don't talk
about it because her pants look like they're falling off all the time. And she has a nice stomach.
Yeah,
and
no.
And so we're like, oh, she's pretty.
But she was cute. And she actually had real reactions to things instead of like, oh, he doesn't have a penis anymore. Where's his penis?
Yeah.
You know, like she was having real reactions to that girl getting her head blasted out.
That's true.
So I appreciated her more, I guess. But I'm giving it a 3, but I have to read these 2 reviews that I found. This is why we can't have nice things. First of all, let me just get this out of the way because it's just a silly review. It's dumb. So this is my segment of why we can't have nice things where I will read out 2 streams of online reviews, a 10-star and a 1-star, as proof that people do not know how to rate movies at all. Like, so this is the 10 out of 10. If you are a fan of bad horror movies, this one's for you. Personally, I love bad movies like zombie ass, Toilets of the Undead, and Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, and really anything by Troma Studios. This movie is over the top and funny, and really bad. So if you like movies that score lots of rotten on the tomato scale, this one's for you. Okay, but that doesn't make a 10-star movie, you damn fool. Okay, that's not a 10. You're saying this movie is a 10-star perfect film because you like it, because you like trash? Hey, I like trash, okay? But I'm, you know, in my right mind enough to know that this is not a 10-star movie.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. And by the way, the Toilet of the Dead or whatever has been on my list for a while, so.
Oh, bring it on. Can't wait. Can't wait. All right, this is this one is hysterical, so I had to pick this one. 1 out of 10, worst movie ever. Once again, reviews and ratings on IMDb cannot be trusted. I could make a better movie than this with a budget of $500 by taping a web camera to my dog's belly, pointing backwards, and capturing his bowel movements. I am not exaggerating. Watching feces drop from a dog's anus would be about 20 times more entertaining than this load of crap was. Not funny at all. Acting was atrocious. Story went nowhere. 10 minutes into the film, I was hoping a plane would crash into my house and end my suffering. The only usefulness this film could possibly have is to use it as a medium to punish children who refuse to behave. After forcing them to watch 10 minutes of this turd, they would find religion, repent their sins, and join a monastery, probably taking oaths of silence, deafness, and blindness. This is Ron Jeremy's worst performance to date, and I'm pretty sure at some point before this, he played a dead body and loudly farting during the scene. If permanent blindness is your idea of a good time, by all means, watch this brain cell killing abortion. Incurable foot fungus is more entertaining. I am also fairly certain this movie gave me tapeworms.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. This guy wished for death.
He wished for death.
I can't believe he didn't turn it off.
He wished for death. Like, I wish that you can write back on IMDb and be like, dude.
We used to be able to.
Why wouldn't you turn this off? You dang fool.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. Yeah. Holy crap. It was like, was this like one of his saw traps? He was trying to get out of it and they just left it on and tied him there?
Oh my God. Like you
have to review
this. Someone really hates this dude and they're like just tying him down and making him watch this movie.
I feel like our friends, we have them over on Monday nights, have felt like that many times that we've forced them to watch the worst things ever. So maybe that's that kind of scenario.
Hey, they've done that shit to us too, okay? Can we talk about Jared with his movies? I can't.
Oh, no, absolutely. But I'm sure some of that, like, I'm sure, you see, that you brought up the one person that likes it like we do. We're masochists. We love the torture. Certain people do not.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. It's fun watching really trashy movies with your friends. And
What do you think that person that reviewed that movie like that, what brought them into the movie in the first place? Like, what about this movie was like, I have to watch it, and then while watching was angry about it?
True, you know, like, I mean...
What brought them in?
You see the title, One-Eyed Monster, and you think this is going to be an Oscar-worthy piece of cinema?
Yeah. Did he not catch on to the fact that it might be a killer penis film?
I don't know. Maybe just think things through. I mean, there probably was about a million other selections on streaming before you got to this one. So, you know, I think that he was just going for a little bit of humor in that review.
It could have been written by the person who lost out to Amber Benson on the part.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? You lost a part to her? That chick is
like, I'm going right to IMDb like, and I'm going to tear this thing apart.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't understand. Like, at one point I was like, is she a zombie? Is she like, there's no sign of life. Okay. She is just uncharismatic. I don't understand why they would hire her. Like, if you're going to hire someone for that part, at least to have someone that, I mean, can just emote. She can't emote.
Yeah.
Her face is solid. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to be mean anymore. But damn, this movie, I'll tell you. It wasn't the worst, though. I mean, we got through it. We're going to have to put it on the list, though.
I was laughing. It was one of those times where I was laughing, and you were completely just bored. Your face was, like, not moving. You had it, like, hidden in your hands. And I was like, I would stop laughing because I saw that you weren't laughing.
I mean, I just couldn't take no more. At one point, I was like... This is, they're trying, but they're not trying hard enough. It's like, come on, man, put in some effort. You got a killer penis running around the cabin. How was he running anyway? Are his balls the feet?
They said he was like an inchworm. I told you, a 9-inch worm.
Well, they move kind of slow. I mean, you couldn't just stomp this thing and
there
be
was
done.
Many times that it jumped through the air.
It can jump. So,
I told you,
does that
balls.
Mean that the balls are getting bigger and propelling him through the air?
Or they're like some kind of springboards.
It would have made sense.
They should have had that noise too. Boing.
Boing. Yeah. Should have made sense that, like, it would have actually made a lot of sense if he actually had teeth, you know, and just was like biting out people's faces and stuff. But there's none of that.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Nothing that. Yeah. All right, so you said this should go on a list, and I agree with you because we are giving it a 3, but I honestly see a lot of movies on here I would watch again before I watch this movie, and I don't know where I should place it. It's definitely not beating last week's movie. I would watch this before The Killer Eye. I don't want to watch Rocky and Bullwinkle ever again.
No, I'm never watching that again. Yeah, never.
I think I'd watch Vampirilla again before I watch this.
I would definitely watch that again. Yeah, before this.
So I'm putting this at number 5, right between Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Vampirilla.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it made the list.
This movie.
Two movies already have made the list. Can it get worse?
Yes,
it's gonna get worse.
Yeah, it can get worse. It's gonna get worse. But God. Hey, at least I didn't have to see, like, okay, we got the simulation of Ron Jeremy banging Veronica Hart. Okay, we got the simulation of that. But at least they didn't pan backwards and us not having us to have, like, look at his butt and you know, because he's just it's like a like a Yeti, like. Looked like the carpet was trying to run off his back.
Honestly.
You know, like trying to run away. It's trying to like save itself.
We're so funny. I'm looking at our list right now and I'm just cracking up about War of the Gargantuas being on the top 10. Like, honestly.
I'd watch that again before this.
I would watch that over almost all of these movies on this list.
And we watched some crap.
We watched some shit.
But this.
It's like every time we get a new one, we're like, oh, God.
I know. You know, I like these making a movie within the movie kind of things scenario. I like that.
I know. You said that during the movie. You're like, oh, I love this scenario of the movie about a movie.
But this failed at it. You know, like, I like X did it perfectly. X did it. They were great. That movie was great. But this one, I guess it just depends on your budget. They can only afford to feed the cast and crew some Cheetos. That's all they had. Some Cheetos and some Red Bull.
Cheetos. You're going too high end.
They made sure that they kind of airlifted in some Italian sub, some meatballs for what? Ron Jeremy.
Some meatballs. they said take a load off everybody and eat some balls.
There's enough balls. Not enough in this movie though.
I think on that note, we're over.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to go downstairs and watch something better.
All right. So,
we do in the shadows.
There you go. Until next time, guys, hey, thank you again. And I can't blame Beck. She's not going to take the credit for this. She only gave the theme. So if you want to give us a theme and torture us, we would love to hear it. Hit us up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit and tell us what you think. And we would love to hear it if you were in this movie and you were like, hey, you pieces of crap, we worked really hard on this movie, we made a lot of money. We want to hear it.
I would love to hear this.
If you're Ron Jeremy, I'm sorry, don't reach out.
Isn't he in prison?
What, is he?
I don't know, I thought he was in prison.
Okay, everybody, until next time, have a good one, bye.
Okay, well, what about her?
The bleeding stopped. She's just in shock.
Won't you check her snatch? Maybe it's gone too.
How the fuck is a snatch gonna run away?
Well, pardon me, but I'm still trying to understand how a dick did it because I didn't think that they could!
I wonder where it went.